Many schools take field trips. They're usually fun events for students to get some time out of the classroom. But some field trips don't go as planned. That was certainly the case for the ag teacher, who was convinced to allow some of his students to try their hand at rodeo. The story is next on The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
When Ernest Moncrief began teaching high school agriculture in 1945, teachers were often called upon to do more than just teach in a classroom.
When I first started teaching, we did a lot of vet work. In fact, I did all the vet work, I think, in northern Stevens County for 25 years.
Moncrief arranged a double period where he could take ag students to a farm for 2 hours to do vet work. One day, he went to the home of one of the boys who happened to be riding broncs at the rodeo.
He had a bucking horse out there, and the boys all wanted to ride that bucking horse. And I said, well, I'll tell you what you do. You bring a note from your mother, and if we get through in time, you can ride that horse. Well, every one of them brought a note. I don't think any of them was probably from their mother.
But with notes in hand, the class headed to the farm, where they quickly did the required vet work and had enough time remaining for the first boy to try his luck at riding the bronc.
Bob went and saddled the old bucking horse up. And we put one boy on it, and the horse bucked him into the fence and broke his leg. Well, drove the pickup up there, loaded him in the back of the pickup, laying down. But I had left another boy, helped Bobby catch the horse and put him up.
Moncrief took the injured student to the local hospital. The other two boys remained behind to corral the bucking horse.
Well, this boy got on the horse, and while we was waiting on the doctors there in the hospital, here he comes in with a broken arm.
So the class field trip to vaccinate calves wound up with two students attempting to ride a bucking bronc. One ended up with a broken leg and the other with a broken arm. It was definitely one of the most memorable class trips Moncrief made in 35 years of teaching high school agriculture. Traveling the countryside in Marlow, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.